Hi, everybody. It's good to be here tonight. Am I on? I'm on. One of the beautiful things this time of year, of course, is to have an opportunity to praise the Lord in song. And it's right in line with the scriptures where we read about how we are not to be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so that's what the opportunity we have to do tonight. And it's really a neat thing. You know, some of you maybe you came along thinking, oh no, I've got to sit through this. You know, actually, no, it's true. Isn't it true? That some of us, I wonder, what time is this over? You know, when are they going to eat? You know, how that goes. And so the Lord is just wanting to give you a little dose and touch of His Spirit as you rejoice in song, as you sing carols, Christmas carols, to bring Him glory. I was asked to just give a few short words. Why are you laughing? I don't understand. Well, I picked two scriptures that I thought were appropriate for tonight. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. This is written 700 years before Jesus was born. And it's a prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus, as the prophets foretold all the way back to Genesis 3:15, where we learn of the coming of the seed who is to crush the head of the serpent. Yay! Right? Crush the head of the serpent, right? And that's what we're looking forward to. And so this prophecy goes right on all the way through unto the birth of Jesus. But there are prophecies along the way that, such as this one, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. There's no comma after wonderful in the Hebrew. Wonderful Counselor. He's going to be our Wonderful Counselor. And not only that, he's the Mighty God, the Father Everlasting, Everlasting Father, the Eternal, the Father of Everlasting, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. And boy, don't we want that today. We're missing the peace. It's just there's so much tension and stress and anxiety about what's going on in the world. But he told us we don't have to get caught up in that to expect that it would come. And and then he goes on to say in verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that day forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. From that day forward, when he comes back to sit on the throne, to reign, from that point forward, there will be perfect peace, and he shall reign forever and ever. How many of you like Handel's Messiah? I mean, the Hallelujah Chorus, only that many? Oh my gosh. The Hallelujah Chorus, how can you, how many like that song? Oh my gosh. You know, I worked for Disney for 27 years, and I had opportunity to see the candlelight procession quite often. I never got tired of it as they sang the Hallelujah Chorus right there with a full orchestra and choirs from all over the Southern California come, this giant presentation giving glory to God. Aren't you glad they're still doing that over there? I mean, the one thing that I think God keeps Disney going is because they allow the One Solitary Life to be read there and the Hallelujah Chorus to be sung. What a beautiful thing. And I continue to thank God there because this is, of course, special to me working there for so long. But some of you may be thinking, well, wait a minute. This says that this child who's born, the time that we are now celebrating, this peace isn't going to come until he comes and he establishes the government. Well, what about in the meantime? There's an answer for that. Turn with me, if you have your Bible. If you don't, you can listen. Matthew chapter 11. In fact, Pastor Mark shared this morning. Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 28. Matthew 11, this is my last verse, I promise. But it's so important. Because, you see, we don't have to wait until he comes to reign, because we read right here in Matthew 11, beginning in verse 28. He says this, "Come to me." Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." Is anybody here laboring? Anybody here under heavy laden? Burden, having a burden that you're carrying that you don't want to be there. Perhaps it's a loved one. Perhaps it's somebody that you're struggling with at work. Perhaps it's even yourself that you're struggling with things. You know, why do I do what I do? I don't understand. Don't feel bad, because that's exactly how David was. King David, he felt exactly that way. He asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, will you search my heart? Will you help me understand? I don't understand why I'm doing what I do. And Lord, I need your help." And if you check it out, I said I was only going to give two verses, but here's the third one. Psalm 139, verse 23, tells us it's a song. It's a song. David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, try me, and know my ways. And you see if there be any wicked way in me." And then when you do, when you find it, Lord, that you would then lead me into the paths of righteousness. You lead me in the way everlasting. And that's really where we should be, shouldn't we? Especially this time of year when we're so busy. And how many are done with your Christmas shopping? And that, you know, wow, look at all the folks that are done. About, you know, 1/10 of us are done. Isn't that sad? So now you're going to all be stressed out, the rest of you, this week. Sorry about that. But you know, you don't have to be. Who's the reason for the season? That's right. It's all about him. Let's give him a hand. It's all about him. Right. It's all about him. And perhaps maybe when we're done tonight, we can sing happy birthday to Jesus, right? When we're all done. Okay, so I just want to finish this verse, though, because it's so important. It tells us, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden," and you're stressed, and there's all this stress. You know, there's good stress and bad stress, but it's stress. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. You know, going on a vacation, hey, that's good stress. Not going on vacation when you're planning to, that's bad stress. But the point is that there's stress. And so he says, "Look, come to me, all of you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you that rest." And then he says this, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm not just going to let that verse slide by that quick. I'm going to say this about that verse, because that verse tells us why he's our wonderful counselor. You see, he is your counselor. He can counsel with you one-on-one. He can speak with you where you're at in the middle of that stress this week. He's going to minister to you as you do what? As you come to him. Now, it's interesting that the Greek word there for soul is psuche, which is where we get the word psychology. Isn't that interesting? He says, "I will give you rest for your souls." What's he saying there? He's saying that I'm your wonderful counselor. Back in Isaiah, I want to give you rest for your souls. I want to be your psychologist. I want to come and counsel you. Isn't that cool? And isn't that what we need for right now? And you know how we come into that position where we actually begin to realize that peace and that rest that he wants us to have is that we begin to seek him now, right now, seek him and ask him and say, "Lord, I really want you to come into my life and I want you to be part of my life," and mean it. And mean it. Right? With all your heart, "I want you to come into my heart. And I'm really looking for you to help me with that stress," because, you know, half the time, or maybe even more than half the time, I bring the stress on myself. Because I feel I got to meet the needs of everybody around me, right? I got to meet their expectations. And if I don't, oh no, they'll be disappointed in me and I'll be all stressed out because they didn't meet their expectation, right? And you don't want that, do you? So, ask, seek, and knock, and just ask him. So let's pray that prayer right now. Father, after me, those of you that don't want any stress, pray this prayer with me for this week. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess to you that I am but a sinner, and I'm in need of you, and I'm in need of your help, and I need your Son Jesus to come into my heart and help me deal with these stress issues, good or bad, that you may be glorified in the decisions I make this week, starting now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.